Today, what exactly is going on with the incredible shrinking Easter egg scam? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is post covering finance property news. As we head into Easter, thoughts, of course, turn to the chocolate Easter egg. If you walk around the stores, you will note a few trends. First, prices are significantly higher than the past couple of years. Second, the size of the eggs are smaller thanks to shrinkflation, with some items perhaps 10% smaller than recent years, but in bigger boxes. And third, and most concerning, the formulation of the egg has changed, with a fall in cocoa content offset by a rise in sugar and other substitutes, including cheaper palm oils. In the world of the inflation-constrained consumer, this is a big deal, both in terms of money spent and broader health-related questions about super-processed foods and their impacts. The message is, watch what you buy. Cacao, that's C-A-C-A-O, refers to the raw unprocessed seeds or beans of the Theobroma cacao tree, which are the foundation of chocolate production. Cacao is the less processed form of cocoa, and it generally has a more bitter and intense chocolate flavour than cocoa powder. Cacao has zero sugar. When cacao is transformed into chocolate, sugar is added during the process. Cacao thrives in tropical climates. The tree produces pods containing cacao beans encased in a sweet white pulp. These beans undergo a meticulous process to transform them into chocolate. Cacao trees are native to the Amazon basin, but are now cultivated globally in regions within 20 degrees of the equator. The pods are harvested manually to avoid damaging the tree, and the beans are fermented to develop flavour. After fermentation, the beans are dried, roasted, and ground into cocoa liquor, which is further processed into cocoa butter and cocoa powder. According to the International Cocoa Organization, cacao prices have experienced a significant fluctuation in recent years. For example, in February 2025, prices fell by 16% in London and 90% in New York due to weakening demand and favorable weather conditions. However, broader trends show that prices have nearly tripled over the past 6 months, influenced by production declines and market deficits in key producing nations. Cacao is primarily used to produce chocolate, but it also finds application in cosmetics and pharmaceuticals due to its antioxidant properties. Global demand for chocolate continues to rise, driven by emerging markets and increasing consumer interest in premium and sustainable products. However, high cacao prices have led to smaller or more expensive chocolate bars, reshaping the market. US data shows that total confectionery sales were worth about $5.3 billion over the Easter holidays, compared to $5.5 billion over Valentine's, $7.4 billion over Halloween, and $7.5 billion over the winter holidays. This is because 9 in 10 consumers like seasonal treats to reflect the holiday shapes, colours, flavours, characters, or packaging. US buyers on average spend around $276 a year, buying around 83 items. Half of the total sales were chocolate, worth about $28.1 billion. The sixth annual State of Treating reflects on confectionery shopping and treating values in 2024, and they found that the consumer's focus on value led to a number of money-saving measures in 2024. And in Australia, the ABC reported that Australians are eating more red meat and poultry while cutting back on sweet treats amid a cost of living crisis. Australians ate 2.3% more red meat and poultry in 23-24 compared to the previous financial year. That's according to a new report from the ABS. The surging meat intake contributed to a total of 15.3 million tonnes of food and non-alcoholic beverages consumed within that period. But notably, chocolate consumption fell by 5.7%, marking a major shift from the previous 5 years, where chocolate consumption grew by 1.9 grams per day. Despite a rebound from last year's report, Australians on average, though, still failed to meet the recommended minimum daily servings of 5 major food groups, something consistent over a 6-year period, by the way. Australians on average ate just 2.21 serves of vegetables and legumes and beans in 23-24 compared to the recommended minimum of 5 servings, and in 23-24 just over 2/3 of fruit servings came from fresh, frozen or canned fruit products. Despite the percentage reflecting an all-time high in fruit intake, the report notes, it is simply indicative of less Australians consuming dried fruit and fruit juice. The Australia confectionery market is estimated to be somewhere around 5.66 billion Aussie dollars in 2024. That's according to expertmarketresearch.com, and is expected to grow at a compounding annual rate of 2.2% from 2025 to 34, reaching almost $7.04 billion by 2034. And a recent IBIS Boyle study report showed that in Australia, changing consumer preferences are challenging the confectionery manufacturing industry. Obesity concerns have encouraged consumers to adopt healthier eating patterns, with more consumers monitoring out of sugar and fat in their diets. Healthier eating habits means that fewer consumers are buying confectionery. To address rising consumer health concerns, confectionery manufacturers have expanded product portfolios to include products that appeal to health-conscious consumers, like sugar-free confectionery. Healthy options and low-cost confectionery are limiting declines in confectionery sales. Yeah, healthier options, but note that low-cost confectionery comment too. Data from Statista suggests that the confectionery market is expected to show a volume growth of around 2% in 2026 in Australia. That said, industry revenue has declined at a compounding annual rate of 1.5% over the past 5 years, and the major players are Mars Wrigley, Nestle and Mondelez. Cocoa prices skyrocketed towards the end of 2024, reaching historically high prices of nearly $10,000 per metric tonne. While prices have come down slightly since, they do remain elevated due to persistent supply-side pressures. The rising cocoa prices is largely due to a global cocoa shortage, which has persisted since early 2024. Disease pressures, climate change, and threatening weather have ravaged crops in West Africa, which contributes around 80% of the world's cocoa output, and cocoa availability is at historically low levels. Cocoa trees, which only grow in that narrow band around the equator, are particularly vulnerable to changes in the climate. Severe drought conditions hit West Africa this year, with temperatures above 40 degrees centigrade breaking records in the Ivory Coast and Ghana, which are the world's two biggest producers of cocoa beans. JP Morgan analysts say that there are deep-rooted structural issues at play too, including chronic underinvestment in cocoa farms, despite recent increases in farm gate prices. Today, the crop is still largely cultivated by small farmholders, many of whom struggle to make a living income and lack the means to reinvest in their land, which translates to lower yields over time. Cocoa is a market where the grower produces a very high-value good but receives a very low share of the actual value chain. As a result, replanting rates of diseased trees are low, and West African yields have been more subject to weather impacts. Through the 2025 season, world cocoa balance is shaping up to be in a modest deficit of around 100,000 tonnes versus the record deficit of around 460,000 tonnes in 23-24. The supply side of the balance will remain the most critical driver of the market amid a small recovery, alleviating to an extent the physical constraints of 23-24, but likely falling short of rebuilding depleted inventories. Thus, structurally higher cocoa prices will be with us into the future. For the consumer, we've seen some significant price rises recently, with some basic products up by 10 to 15% in the past few months, as chocolate brands are grappling with higher cocoa costs, and many are passing the burden on to consumers in the form of price hikes. JP Morgan says that the chocolate confectionery market has experienced low elasticity of demand over 22 to 24, supported by a post-pandemic recovery in gifting, increased impulse consumption, and accelerated what they call premiumization, meaning, of course, those boutique high-cost brands. These tailwinds could soon fade, they say. Overall, with the degree of price passing through needed to offset cost inflation and signs of some softening in consumer demand for chocolate, volumes and earnings before interest and tax, or EBIT, margins face risks in 2025. And as the BBC reported, chocolatiers and chocolate makers say that they're being severely affected by those rising prices of raw ingredients. Extreme weather and underinvestment in farms in West Africa have indeed disrupted cocoa bean plantations with reduced crop yields as a result. In the last 12 months, the wholesale price of cocoa has seen a fourfold increase, creating a challenging time for small businesses. The costs of cocoa butter have risen from $4.5 to $12.55 per kilo. Some specialist chocolate makers are now sourcing product direct from cocoa bean farmers than via their normal suppliers. Others are expanding into adjacent categories, such as chocolate-covered coconut bars, nougat bars, and the latest, chocolate-dipped pretzels and almonds, which overall require less chocolate. But looking at the ingredients list from some mainstream manufacturers, it reveals a fall in the core cocoa ingredient, but more sugar and other substitutes. And in fact, looking at the Easter market, it's no surprise then to see significant price increases, with some popular eggs up by around 50% or more. And they're also smaller because shrinkflation has happened big time. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, found greater transparency is needed to curb the practice of shrinkflation, where a product is downsized but sold at the same price or even higher. The ACCC noted that they were unable to precisely pinpoint how much shrinkflation has occurred in Australian supermarkets. Despite this, the regulator said recently that it was a major concern for the more than 21,400 respondents to its consumer survey. They called it a very clever deception. Shrinkflation is happening with every product, one respondent said. The packaging is being redesigned to look the same, but if you look closely, it's actually smaller, so you get less, but you're paying more to get less. Shrinkage, lots of products are getting smaller, smaller chocolates, less chips in the chip packet, but the price remains the same, another one said. Consumer Group Choice said the group was pleased to see shrinkflation addressed in the ACCC report. Last year, Choice attended 15 supermarket products that had reduced in size and the price remained the same or had increased, they said. Consumers deserve more information when shrinkflation occurs, and their recommendation to introduce shrinkflation notices will help everyone to make better informed decisions while shopping. In December, Choice documented five examples including Coles, brand of Rocky Road, and salted caramel tarts that lost 60 grams and 30 grams in weight respectively, but saw the price increase by 50 cents. For the Rocky Road variety, that meant consumers were paying 42% more per 100 grams than they did in 2023. At the time, Coles told Choice the price increases were due to rising production costs and high cocoa prices. So the bottom line is this: look carefully if you're picking up some Easter eggs this weekend. Make sure you know exactly what you're buying. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.